So, good afternoon. This morning, Peter Crawford raised the question of different ways of filming in different societies, different cultures, as a problem, really. How to adapt your style of filming to the pace, to the rhythm, to the silences of another society, a different way of behaving as people. And I think the topic this afternoon is very close to this, although not exactly the same. Colette has suggested this topic of the problems encountered when one shifts from filming in one society to a different society, one culture to a different culture. And I think this came out of an experience I had and an essay that I wrote some years ago concerning the problem I faced when I shifted from filming in East Africa to filming in Australia. And I would just tell you a little bit about this this problem I encountered. In East Africa, we were filming among the Gie people, and then the Turkana, and then also the Boran in northern Kenya. And in all these pastoralist societies, we encountered a very similar cultural style. And some aspects of this style were that there was a great value placed on verbal expression, on being eloquent in public situations. Many important events were acted out in public as a kind of performance. For example, negotiation over bride wealth figures importantly in some of those films. And in these cases, there would be private discussions under the surface, but then it was very important to have a kind of public conclusion to these sorts of negotiations. So a great importance was attached to people who could speak well in public, who could be convincing and persuasive. You could say it's a kind of culture of conversation. And I think sometimes of the my colleague Dipesh Chakrabarty has written about Bengali culture in East India, this culture of conversation where people gather, particularly men. It seems to be somewhat split by gender. Men gather in places simply for the pleasure of conversation. You might find the same in a Greek coffee house and many other places in the world. We also found that among the Turkana, there was a kind of speculative way of speaking, a way of philosophizing with one another. For example, the Turkana would propose a problem, and then maybe sitting around a tree for a couple of hours, they would discuss this problem. And I give you an example. One man might say, well, suppose that the enemies were raiding your village and to steal all your cattle and your daughters and so forth. Who would you save, your mother or your daughter? And then this could be the subject for 2 or 3 hours of debate, which is better, to save your mother or your daughter. There was also a great interest, I think, in self-analysis. The Turkana, the GA, were very good at inspecting their own social systems and trying to analyze them, and being very interested in explaining this to outsiders. Things like kinship, things like ownership of property, marriage, all these important aspects of life. So there was an interest in sharing information, let's say. And then I think on top of this also a kind of positivist, literal approach to life, that facts were facts, and one could debate about the mother and the daughter, but there was a kind of sense of life existing in a kind of positive way, a literal way. So that shortly after making those films in East Africa, we went to Australia. We were, my wife and I were employed by an ethnographic film unit at the Institute of Aboriginal Studies. And we were expected to make films about Aboriginal communities around Australia. And we found that the the ways of making films that we'd become used to in these East African pastoralist societies seemed to be completely inappropriate to filming in Australia. And I came to think that there was a kind of mismatch between a style of documentary filming and a cultural style. There was a kind of contradiction involved. Because in East Africa, everything seemed to flow in a beautifully organized way for the filmmaker. It was an ideal culture in which to make films. People explained things very clearly. They were happy to talk about all aspects of life. And when public events occurred, they were filmable. You could film the kind of power play that was going on between major factions. So this cultural style of eloquence, of verbal expression, was very well suited to a documentary style that had developed in Europe, I think, that focused on individuals, that in which language was extremely important. And we found in Aboriginal society a very different approach to life. It's a culture that is highly allusive. That is, it alludes to all sorts of cultural knowledge that is not necessarily expressed directly. Highly symbolic in the kinds of references that are made. There's a very complex intermingling of myth, of story, of history, of painting, visual arts, of song, of dance. All of these forms of expression are interconnected in a complex kind of network. And then, and perhaps most important of all, there's a great value placed on reticence, what I would call reticence, the ability to withhold information, to be quiet, to listen to others. And you would often find that the most powerful person present in a group was the person who was saying nothing. And in a sense, people understood that the person saying nothing knew a lot, but the silence of that person was extremely powerful. Also, you could say there was an avoidance of public contention, public controversy. Great efforts were made to avoid fighting, because there was a lot of fighting in many situations, but it was considered very destructive socially, and a lot of work went into preventing conflict before it should emerge. So for all of these reasons, the techniques we had developed for filming in East Africa seemed completely inappropriate to filming in these Aboriginal communities. Especially, I think, the value we placed on verbal expression, which took all sorts of other forms. And I'll just give you one example, which concerns translation. I was making a film about a mortuary ceremony in the Tiwi Islands, which are just north of Australia, just off the northern coast of Australia. And many of the events in this ceremony involved short dances and songs and so forth. One of these dances included a song which, when we tried to translate it, the translation went something like this. Blue, the color, blue, 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 blue. And that really was the translation of the song. If you put that in subtitles on the screen, what would it mean to anybody? So when I say an allusive culture, a culture that alludes to levels of symbolism, this is perhaps a good example. Because the blue referred to a bird, the kingfisher, which has some blue feathers. But it's not about the kingfisher, because the kingfisher is associated with the crocodile. And the crocodile in myth and story is befriended by the kingfisher, who will warn the crocodile if there's danger. So the kingfisher will fly away and the crocodile is warned. And then it happened that the clan of the person who had died was, the clan totem was the crocodile. So the reference to blue actually referred to the clan association of the dead person. But how could you put all that in a subtitle just with blue, 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 blue? So this problem, you know, you could see it's multiplied many, many times over in a society that's extremely, well, the culture that's extremely poetic, extremely symbolic in this way. And I think that the way that documentary filmmaking has developed in Europe has favored certain kinds of cultural styles, and it's, in a sense, disenfranchised other cultures that don't are not as accessible. It favors cultures that are, in a sense, literal in their presentation and concept of facts and history, and cultures in which people are expected to be, to speak, to be eloquent, which there's a value placed on that, that eloquence. And of course the Turkana were perfect for this. And we found in Aboriginal society it was almost impossible to make films that really conveyed the complexity of what was happening. You could show the surface events, and often those surface events were quite spectacular in the way that we were discussing this morning. But there was no real understanding being conveyed beneath that. And I think we made something like 12, my wife and I made something like 12 films in the period that we were filming in Aboriginal communities. And my view is that none of them were very successful. We never solved this problem. We tried to solve it in some ways through collaborative filmmaking, through having people within the society perform a kind of explication of events that were happening on the screen, a kind of commentary produced by people within the event, who had experienced the event and could then reflect upon it. But none of these techniques were very successful, I think. So what I would like to turn to from this introduction, really, is to the question of finding film styles that are appropriate to your subject. And it's not necessarily, your subject is not necessarily the culture of a particular people. Your subject might be your own intentions, your own purposes for making a particular film, how you want to approach a certain theme, for example. And the way in which you approach it, the themes that you choose to make films about, may call for very different kinds of approaches to your filming. And so what I'd like to do today is to show you these examples from some different films and say a little bit about some of the thinking that went on behind the approach that was taken with the camera, with the editing. And the first example will be from one of these pastoralist African societies, the GA. It's one of the first films that I ever made, called To Live with Herds. Very similar in culture to the Turkana. The films about the Turkana may be better known than this one. And my interest in this film was really to look at the kinds of post-colonial pressures that were being applied to the GA people shortly after independence. And the approach that I began with was really very much from a kind of British functionalist view of a society as a kind of self-regulating system, a well-balanced system. And then the question was, what changes were taking place that were attacking aspects of that system, destabilizing the system, and what kinds of administrative decisions were necessary to avoid that kind of destructive effect, and in fact to adapt well, for example, questions of, you know, processes of development, of nation building, of education and so forth, introduction of a modern economy. How could you do that with the least damage? How could you do that in a way that would take advantage of the cultural values of the society that was under pressure? And that's the way that film really developed, into a kind of critique of problems of post-colonial administration. So for this film, we adopted a kind of complex of strategies. One was completely to avoid a kind of authoritarian commentary, voiceover commentary, because this was one of the things that we had reacted against as film students, as anthropologists. All those terribly bad educational films we had been subjected to in school, in which really the images were simply an illustration to a lecture. These illustrated lecture films, in a sense, formed the kind of model that we wanted to escape from in making use of the new equipment that was possible then. And I'm speaking now of the 1960s, when the new cameras, the Eclair cameras, the Nagra tape recorders, were becoming available. And we, I think, were the first generation of ethnographic filmmakers who had access to this new equipment. So for the purposes of To Live with Herds, we adopted a kind of observational style, which involved refusing some of the conventions of fiction filmmaking on purpose, deliberately saying, all right, we cannot make a film in which the camera can be everywhere within a situation, because the filmmaker cannot be everywhere in the situation without disrupting it. Generally, you as an observer, you find yourself in a particular position and you stay there. If you were Alfred Hitchcock making a film, then you could put the camera anywhere. You could put the camera in the fireplace, you could put the camera overhead, you could do a huge close-up on any person in the scene. So we refused, in a sense, this grammar of the fictional cinema. And we felt that by doing so, we not only were moving away from fiction toward a different documentary style, but we were bringing the audience closer to the subject in a way, because the audience's position became more closely allied with the presence of a real person in the filming situation with the filmmaker. So we restricted somewhat our camera positions. We restricted ourselves to avoid authoritarian commentary. I did provide some commentary, but it was very limited, and when I spoke, it was personal. And I didn't use a professional actor to speak. I spoke myself in the commentary. And we began to focus on spontaneous events as they occurred, being careful not to intervene, not to provoke anything, not to direct anybody to do anything for the film. So I think maybe now we should look at this first excerpt, which is about, not sure how long it is, it's maybe 12 minutes or so. It contains some different types of scenes. Some are perhaps more conventional, the kind of documentary you might have seen previously. Others are a bit different, and we can look at the differences later.
Ya bangun apa? Ya bangun rapat atau lepas itu mana? Ini cakap iyo ki. Nyai bangun ke ketandaran. Kamu cuma nak bangun aja. Nak ke apa? Kalau dia mau cari. Ah. I asked a cattle buyer if this had been a good auction. No, he said, there weren't many cattle. I asked him if he thought next month's auction would be better. Yes, he said, by next month people will be hungrier.
So I think you can see many aspects of filmmaking style which are very familiar
aujourd'hui, mais nous étions dans les années 60 et nous donnions l'impression d'expérimenter beaucoup de choses nouvelles, par exemple utiliser les sous-titres pour rendre compte des conversations. Cela n'avait pas été fait souvent auparavant dans le documentaire ethnographique.
Other aspects d'autres of aspects, the filming, I think, have become
sont devenus
so familiar that perhaps
tellement familiers que on n'a pas l'impression d'avoir à faire quelque chose d'extraordinaire et permet d'être adapté à différents types de situations.
Mais pour nous, l'essentiel était
de permettre au public de se sentir présent. Par exemple, quand on est assis avec un groupe de personnes, la décision de ne pas bouger avec la caméra finalement amène le public à s'identifier avec la position du réalisateur. L'exemple suivant que je voudrais vous montrer est d'un film différent avec un objectif différent.
And I think we're focusing now more on,
et là, on se concentrait davantage
sur les of culture.
Les objectifs plutôt que sur les différences culturelles. Il s'agit d'un film que nous avons réalisé avec ma femme conjointement en Inde sur
ideas, really, it was to do with ideas about still photography.
To look sur at the practices of photography
that were taking place
on voulait examiner les pratiques de la photo qui existaient dans une petite ville qui était en même temps une destination touristique pour de nombreux touristes indiens. C'est un film qui a été fait à la fin des années 80. Je pense que nous avons commencé à filmer en 87.
For a long time, we had wanted to make a film about photography.
Really through an
interest in photographs themselves, finding photographs
partant de photos,
objects,
trouvant des photos intéressantes en tant qu'objet, et souvent comme
photographs
des objets perdus, des photos,
an antique shop or a
par
junk
exemple
shop,
qu'on trouve dans chez un antiquaire,
for some people had been their most personal and private
ont été
possessions
pour
and
des gens
became disconnected
des,
from
des objets extrêmement personnels ou intimes et qui se sont retrouvés divisés, éloignés de leurs propriétaires. Il y avait différents aspects de la photo qui nous intéressaient, la manière
dont
les photos étaient
traitées,
qui étaient souvent traitées par les films comme une vision transparente de l'histoire.
Et
c'est une approche de la photo
circumstance
qui
by
était
the rituals of,
très lié
making photographs,
au rituel de
the documentation of
l'acte de photographier,
important episodes in
la documentation
life, like weddings, births, marriages,
d'événements importants
deaths,
dans la vie
and so
comme des mariages,
and we ended up making
décès.
This film in India,
et finalement, nous avons fait
thought,
ce film en Inde, même si
could make
c'est un film qu'on pourrait faire n'importe où dans le monde.
But,
mais
we happened to be in India for
il se trouve que nous étions en Inde pour un colloque et un ami indien nous a proposé de
India
faire ce film en Inde parce qu'il y a une ancienne tradition en Inde de la photo. Dès que la photo a été inventée pratiquement, il y a eu des studios qui ont émergé dans les grandes villes, Calcutta, Bombay, dans les années 1850.
But at the same time, there are many Indians who
et
have never
temps,
been photographed.
Il y a énormément d'Indiens qui n'ont jamais été
so
pris en photo.
Within India, you have a
donc,
huge range
à l'intérieur de l'Inde,
experience of
il y a
you may see
de très nombreuses diverses expériences de la
photographie.
Il y a
des, cinema,
beaucoup de photos autour de vous, dans les magazines, dans des journaux,
for many
dans
people,
des cinémas. Mais en même temps,
they
pour beaucoup de personnes, ils ont peut-être une seule photo d'eux qui a été prise à tel ou tel moment de leur vie.
Purposes,
et les photos ont été faites pour
ID,
différents buts,
identification, licences,
des permis,
sort of
des documents d'examen, jusqu'à des utilisations beaucoup
uses.
Plus ritualisées, beaucoup plus formelles.
So we were convinced to make the film in
nous avons donc
India,
été convaincus de l'intérêt de faire un film en Inde et nous avons fini par nous retrouver dans la petite ville de
Mussoorie,
au bas de l'Himalaya,
where there are a fairly small stable population, but then at certain seasons of the year,
une population
the town is inundated
stable,
with waves of tourists
petite,
who come from
moments,
New Delhi, from Bombay, from Calcutta,
là,
and so forth.
Envahi de touristes venus de Bombay, de Calcutta, etc.
In how
ce qui nous a intéressés, c'est de constater les différentes couches, différents types de photographies qui existent dans cet endroit. Et qui utilisaient des technologies différentes, depuis des appareils extrêmement sophistiqués pour en revenir aux anciennes boîtes photographiques, où le négatif est un bout de positif.
All the processing is done within the camera itself.
Le développement se passe à l'intérieur même de la caméra.
And then of course you have,
et puis,
small photographic studios,
les petits studios photos,
and you have photography for touristic purposes,
de la photo pour les touristes,
to this place.
Pour les touristes qui viennent visiter l'endroit.
This film in
donc
a very
nous avons
way
conçu
from,
ce film de manière complètement différente,
before,
si l'on compare avec le film que vous venez
kind
de voir. C'est une sorte de kaléidoscope de différentes pratiques ou technologies,
history, really,
différentes couches d'histoire de la photographie tout au long des années.
Actually identify certain technologies with the period in which they had first
identifier par les technologies
emerged.
La période où
elles
ont émergé.
Also interested in the town as
nous étions
a kind
également
of
intéressés par cette
surrounding
ville
visual environment
en tant
for
qu'environnement visuel
how the photographs
pour
that were taken related
la photo,
to
donc
that
comment les photos ont
other
été
forms
prises
of visual
dans
representation,
le cadre de cet
such
environnement
as,
et encore nous étions intéressés par
the,
d'autres types
Hindu
de représentations
gods,
visuelles comme les représentations
and
des
images
dieux hindous
from Bollywood cinema.
Ou les images du
this,
cinéma
this
de Bollywood
sort of for,
dans ce type de contexte de la production de l'image qui était extrêmement profond et extrêmement riche.
And we also wanted the film to deal
nous voulions
with
également que ce film traite
objects,
la photo comme objet matériel, comme un élément de la culture matérielle, c'est-à-dire
que
ce ne serait pas quelque chose qui nous permettrait
paper,
de voir le papier, mais comme des bouts de papier. De voir le
so
passé, pardon,
the,
comme des bouts de papier.
The difference here was
donc je pense
the
que la différence
was how to
est dans la question qui était posée, comment avoir
sort of
un type de film qui corresponde à cette intention.
We ended up, I think, with
nous avons fini par réaliser un film plein
juxtapositions of
de juxtapositions de matériaux fort divers.
The film weaves its way
un film qui
a
se fraye un chemin, c'est une sorte d'itinéraire
no
à travers différents types de photographies, sans forcément avoir des
of the film.
Liens
we decided
entre
at the very
les parties
there
du
should
film.
Be no
nous avons décidé qu'il n'y aurait pas de commentaire dès le début,
and there should be no
début
central character,
et qu'il n'y
no
aurait pas de personnage central, pas de protagoniste.
And there would be no chronological narrative.
Qu'il n'y aurait pas de narration chronologique.
In order to underline the fact that this was
afin
a, in a
de
sense, an abstract
souligner qu'il
film
s'agissait d'un film abstrait, c'était une exploration d'idées à propos
and
de
as
la
well
photo.
As we could to have the images in the film express some of this complexity.
Et ce sont les images du film
so
qui avaient comme but d'exprimer cette complexité.
Example.
Alors
this
regardons
from
maintenant cet exemple
tape
qui
this time, so it will be should be better
qui
than
devrait
the last,
être de meilleure qualité
DVD off
DVD puisque le premier était une copie DVD d'un DVD. Là, on devrait avoir un peu une meilleure qualité.
Thank you. I don't like. Why? I can't say. I don't like the color. You have to expose. You have to send somewhere. You have to deliver. You have nothing to do with the photograph. I don't like it. Black and white photography is very good and lasting.
कुछ फोटो वगैरह बनाए तो ड्रेस में तो सामने पीछे कहीं मिल जाए दो रुपये ड्रेस के ऐसा ड्रेस में बनाए ड्रेस है बच्चे के लिए बड़े जैसे मुझे से व्यू मिलेगा गंगोत्री यमुनोत्री पीक्स है वहाँ हाँ टू रुपीज ऑनली टू रुपीज यस मैडम ड्रेस है ऑल व्यू है फोटो ड्रेस है टू रुपीज ओके कम पुट ऑन योर क्लॉथ कम कम வாங்க உதாசிலா ட்ரெஸ் வகை லேனா டூ சைட் டூ ருபீஸ் டிஸ் சைட் நோ நோ தட்ஸ் சைட் டெலிஸ்கோப்
கன் ஷூட்டிங்
கன் ஷூட்டிங் நாட் குட்
தட்ஸ்
அ வியூ ஹிமாலய பிக்ஸ் தட்ஸ் சைட் கோ வாக் ஹிமாலய தட்ஸ் சைட் ஓ பேபி ட்ரெஸ் டூ ருபீஸ்
And one is this. This. I do not like. Oh, front. This hand? Oh, that's right, yeah. You don't, this hand. Good, good.
Okay.
Good. Your hand here? Huh? Oh. Smile. Right? Look up. Good.
ये मनोवैज्ञानिक वैज्ञानिक तरीका है कि मन की भावनाएं जो बाहर लानी है, तो इन ड्रेसों के द्वारा से खाली ड्रेस पहनते ही वो आदमी की फीलिंग हो जाती है। किसी की छोटी सी दाढ़ी है, पगड़ी बांध दी, उसको जब पगड़ी बांधते हैं तो वो फौरन अपने को सरदार फीलिंग करने लग जाता है। हम पठान की ड्रेस पहनते हैं, उसके हाथ में डंडा दे देते हैं तो वो खोचे खोचे बोलने लगता है, उसकी भाषा में परिवर्तन हो जाता है। गब्बर सिंह की ड्रेस पहनते हैं, उसकी भावना में परिवर्तन हो जाता है, वो शोले का अपने को हीरो समझने लगता है या डाकुओं वाली फीलिंग करने लगता है। कभी बंदूक दिखाएगा, कभी पिस्टल निकालेगा या अपने साथी को वैसे ही धक्का मार देगा। तो मेरा कहने का मकसद यह है कि ये फोटोग्राफी आदमी की भावनाओं को जगाने के लिए ऐसा बढ़िया माध्यम है जिसकी भी टेस्टिंग करनी हो। एक दफ़े मुझे याद है कि नागालैंड का चीफ मिनिस्टर आया, कहा तो वो मुख्यमंत्री था, हमने उसको ये गब्बर सिंह का ड्रेस पहना दी, वो भी बड़ा खुश होने लग गया। तो फौरन हमारे आपस साथियों में देखा कि यदि एक तरफ तो ये चीफ मिनिस्टर है, दूसरी तरफ कहीं चोर है, क्योंकि इसके मन की भावनाओं में चोरी की कहीं फीलिंग है।
Now, how do I show it to you? Should I put it up here? These are the really, oh my gosh, the whole thing has come up. There. Now, this is my eldest brother-in-law, my father-in-law's eldest son, and his second son. Sweet, they aren't they? Look at the way they dress them. And here you can see the difference in the age, the four brothers, the eldest one, second one, third one, and this is my husband. Now this is up in Mussoorie. We have this lovely house here, at least not mine now. And it was called the Chateau de Kapurthala. And he used to have a lot of fancy dress parties and dress the children up. I think this one is very sweet. Very sweet with their little bow ties and whatnot. This was up here and created quite a sensation because all in French costumes. Here they are bigger, all at Eton and Harrow. Now this is myself when I got married. I had my 18th birthday in Europe actually. What is very amusing now, when people see these things, they know, who is this? So now we come to Cecil Beaton. I think this was one of the first ones he took. He nearly broke my neck doing this, but I had to get it at that angle. Now here, Cartier asked me to wear these jewels. This was tiara he had designed. And then this was a necklace, just a plain rope of diamonds with a tassel. And he was very fond of this bracelet he'd made. I couldn't afford to buy any of it. Now this is my father-in-law's palace in Kapurthala. Now this is by Cecil Beaton. And you know what he said to me? I'm tired of taking soft pictures of you, and I'm going to take this one. And why he made me hold a quill in my hand, I wouldn't know. But if you see, all the lines are very square. got my jaw straight. I said, but Cecil, I haven't got a square jaw like that. She said, doesn't matter.
Well, this is only a short fragment from this film, but may give some sense of the way in which the film moves between different registers, different
évolue entre différents registres, différents types de photographie, entre différents groupes sociaux.
And therefore it has this very different approach
et donc,
to
c'est une approche
both the photography
complètement différente aussi bien de la photographie et d'ailleurs du montage.
And I come now to
et j'en viens maintenant
more recent times,
à une époque plus récente.
This morning, those of you who were
ceux d'entre
here this
vous qui étaient ici ce matin
of,
ont vu
a project which,
une partie
began, in fact,
d'un projet qui a commencé en fait quand j'ai commencé à filmer l'école Dune, qui est une école d'élite dans le nord de l'Inde.
And it's perhaps the most famous school
qui est probablement
in India.
L'école la plus fameuse, la plus célèbre en Inde. J'y suis
original intention
allé
to look at the school as a kind of crossroads for
avec,
people coming from
ayant l'intention de considérer cette école comme
students
un carrefour des gens qui viennent de religions différentes, qui viennent de différentes
so
régions
forth.
De l'Inde, etc.
But I very quickly
mais
changed
rapidement,
my
j'ai changé de fusil d'épaule.
And I became interested
et
in the school as a kind of
micro
society,
cette école était une petite, un petit microcosme, une micro société avec ses règles, avec ses costumes, ses habitudes vestimentaires.
I became interested in looking at
j'étais intéressé par
the school's what I called its social aesthetics
un regard sur l'esthétique sociale, ce que j'appelle l'esthétique sociale de l'école, comment son design
all aspects of life
traversait toutes les dimensions de la vie
material objects
depuis
like
les
the
objets
clothing,
matériels
wore,
comme the, le vêtement
the utensils you used to eat, the
les
way
instruments
that, the dining room was organized,
dont on
the way
se sert pour
were,
manger, la manière dont les élèves vivaient dans les dortoirs,
to slang, forms of slang
sur
that
les
had
formes
grown up
d'argot
specifically in this school,
qui s'étaient développées dans cette école,
habits of gesture,
les
of posture,
habitudes de gesticulation,
all these small aspects
tous
of
ces
life
petits aspects de la vie
place
qui
and a
font d'un endroit,
community,
d'une communauté
distinctive and characteristic
quelque chose
and
de
immediately
particulier
recognizable,
et immédiatement reconnaissable auprès de personnes qui s'en éloignent et reviennent. Et probablement ce n'est que par qu'en s'en éloignant et en y revenant que l'on peut apprécier la manière dont ils ont développé une culture spécifique. Je me suis interrogée sur la manière dont les écoles et d'autres institutions étaient des sortes d'enclaves culturelles, des sortes d'îles.
Been discussed by other people like
d'autres
Irving
personnes
Goffman,
qui ont réfléchi
the idea
là-dessus,
the total institution,
l'idée de l'institution totale dans laquelle
patterns of life are highly, regulated.
Les modèles de vie
and
sont
I
parfaitement
this
réglés.
Sort of, what I would call a hyper-aesthetic
et cet aspect de société hyper-esthétique se présente dans certaines institutions très reconnaissables, comme par exemple les institutions militaires ou les hôpitaux ou dans les ordres religieux, dans les groupes religieux.
And of course in schools,
et bien sûr
boarding
dans
schools,
les écoles, notamment dans les pensionnats,
institution for
là où
most of the months of a year.
Les gens passe
so
la plupart, la plus grande partie de l'année dans cette institution.
I had in the Dune school,
c'est l'un de mes intérêts dans cette école d'élite, c'était de voir comment
of,
cette institution appliquait des principes qui passaient par la culture matérielle, par des rituels,
kinds of
et également par des comportements moins formels.
The other interest I had, and
l'autre
we'll look at this,
intérêt, et
worked out perhaps in the excerpt after this one, is
dans l'un des extraits que nous regarderons aujourd'hui,
experiential approach.
C'est aussi par une approche expérimentale sur la manière dont les gens qui entrent dans l'institution, comment ils la perçoivent, comment ils donnent du sens à des éléments qui sont neufs pour eux, leur manière de s'y adapter et la manière de reproduire ces éléments pour les générations à venir. Donc cet aspect du filmage, je ferai un objet de réflexion un peu plus tard, mais le premier film que j'ai fait dans cette école, c'est l'institution au niveau plus général qui m'intéressait. Ce film, qui est l'un des cinq que j'y ai fait, est le plus abstrait.
Of the five, the most general, although
général,
it does have some protagonists,
même s'il a des protagonistes qui apparaissent,
and it's organized in a more formal
et il est organisé
manner.
De manière plus formelle.
And the organizational structure is in
et
a set of chapters.
La structure est une subdivision en 10 chapitres,
each of which tries to develop a different theme.
Essaye de développer un thème particulier. Et chaque chapitre commence par une citation
one of the texts that I
l'un
found
des
in the school
textes
archives.
Que j'ai trouvé dans les archives
so these
de l'école.
Came from speeches that had been made or
textes
from,
donc extraits de discours qui ont été faits,
articles that were written
d'articles
in the school newspaper,
qui ont été
for example.
Écrits dans le journal de l'école. J'essaie de trouver
sort of ces textes of different aspects of the
en tant qu'éléments emblématiques de l'école, de son histoire et de son idéologie.
So the film is organized,
donc le film
in a certain way to expose
d'une certaine manière afin de permettre d'exprimer ces principes. Et ce que je veux vous montrer, c'est
about 17 minutes, I think, of the opening of the film,
17 minutes au début du film, qui essaye de
themes,
vous annoncer quelques-uns de ces thèmes, mais également
for the
de poser pour
kind
le public le type de film dont il s'agit et quelles sont les règles du jeu, en fait, au cours de ce film. Et je crois que c'est un principe qu'on va apprécier dans chacun des films. Chaque réalisateur doit faire face à cette question. Comment dire à votre public ce qu'ils vont voir? Comment vous leur dites quel type de film ils vont ils vont regarder quel type d'attente vous pouvez créer dans le public et ils le porteront
like,
tout au fil du film.
What part of the world?
Où sommes-nous? Dans quelle partie du monde? Quel genre, à quel genre ce film appartient-il? S'agit-il d'un film de fiction ou non?
Something in between.
Est-ce qu'il s'agit de quelque chose entre les deux?
What sort of pacing has this film,
quel rythme peut-être attendre de ce film?
Sort of rhythm that it's establishing. A film that begins very, very quickly,
un film
very,
qui commence très rapidement avec beaucoup de cadres rapides
peut poser
des problèmes si le style change et si le film ralentit.
So it's a kind of telegraph. You
donc
know,
c'est une sorte de télégraphe et le réalisateur, d'une manière ou d'une autre,
acclimatizing the audience to a particular
mood
and a particular set of themes and a particular way of looking at those
une manière de regarder et les sujets regardés. Et je crois que tous les films se comportent de cette manière. C'est donc intéressant de voir comment ils le font.
At the beginning of a film, you have to do so many
things
simultaneously.
Vous devez faire un certain nombre de choses en même temps. Non
simply
seulement
who might be in the film,
présenter qui va être dans le film,
are,
vous devez poser l'endroit où on est, poser un certain nombre de questions,
questions.
Vous
ne
devez pas essayer de répondre à ces questions au début,
but provide some
mais
sort of context that you can
poser
carry
un contexte
forward in the film.
Qui vous permettra d'avancer
and what sort of things we should be looking for,
quels sont les points qu'il faut qu'on
follow.
Il faut que le public cherche
so
dans le film qui
of
va
this film
se poursuivre. Donc, la structure est évidemment
kind of
très différente
one,
du kaléidoscope que vous venez de voir ou du style d'observation qui caractérisait le film sur les société pastorale.
A kind of collage of formal elements
c'est un collage d'éléments formels, d'éléments thématiques et d'éléments stylistiques.
The film is going to progress
qui vous annonce le type de scène qui va intervenir tout au long du film. Il va dire sans doute quelque chose du rapport entre le réalisateur et son sujet.
You know, what kind of relationship
quel
does
type
the,
de relation s'établissent entre le réalisateur et les personnes filmées? Comment les personnes filmées le ressentent. Et ceci change d'un film à l'autre. Donc ça fait partie de la responsabilité du réalisateur de donner un sens, de donner la perception de cette relation.
Instinctively, intuitively, simply through the way that the film
c'est quelque chose
the kind of
qui transparaît de manière intuitive par le langage visuel employé dans le film.
So perhaps we could go through some of the some of these aspects of the film after you see the excerpt.
Nous en reparlerons après
this
que vous
opening,
ayez
I think,
vu cette ouverture.
More or less announces the various modes in which the film will proceed and
annonce la manière dont le film va se développer. Nous pourrons en parler tout à l'heure.